Good afternoon, everyone. And a Merry Christmas Eve to all of you. The kids have worked so hard, and as you can see in your order of worship, this entire service is about them. They will do the call to worship, they will do the prayer, they'll do the readings, and of course, the play. So sit back, enjoy, and really soak in the Christmas spirit and the energy in this space. I would ask the Jaites to come on up and light our Advent wreath.
This afternoon, we light the final candle, the Christ candle. It is his story we tell. Listen carefully tonight as the story is told through the eyes of our youth. Listen and you will be carried into an upside-down world where God comes to earth as an infant with the most humble of births. Listen and you will hear the story of the poorest of princes. The one whom God sends to earth on Christmas Day defines all of our expectations. And in this season of darkness, God shines a bright, bright light. The Christmas gospel proclaims that a light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it.
Welcome now to a world where the status quo is suspended. And all the talk is about one whom leapers love. So welcome. Welcome to our church on the Christmas Eve. Welcome to this weird and wonderful place where to be lost is to be found, and the last are first, and it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Let us pray. Loving and gracious Father, we come tonight to worship your Son. May his Spirit be born anew in each of us tonight and throughout the year to come. Amen.
Please join me in the call to worship. The world was blessed at Christmas with a miracle of love. They pointed to a tiny babe within the cattle stall. we gather together to worship in celebration of Jesus' birth, we quiet our hearts and minds in prayer. Please take a moment to remember those who are hurting this day. Eternal God, this holy night,
Today's reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you with the joy as the harvest. As people exult when dividing plunder for the yoke of their burden, and the bar across their shoulders. The rod of their oppressor you have broken as the day of Midian. For all the boots of tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and then shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From the time onward and forevermore, the zeal of Lord of hosts will do this.
The New Testament reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to their firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy. For all the people, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Just what everyone wants, a good mystery. That's what a group of young friends find when a mysterious Christmas card arrives at the mailbox of one of the children. A card that would lead them on an adventure to the post office, the home of an elderly widow, and a church dinner for the homeless. In this way, the children truly learn the real meaning of Christmas. It's the last day of school before the Christmas holiday. Nick, Billy, Amy, and Holly have just stepped off the bus from school after a half day and are walking toward their neighborhood, each carrying a gift.
Man, I'm really glad Mrs. Miles was trade our gift. I really wanted that CD that Jason got, and Jason really wanted that DVD that I got.
The girls didn't trade gift this year. We all liked what we got.
That's because all you girls like the same things anyways.
Please, I would never like the same things as Grace Tooley. She likes baseball cards and bubble gum. Ugh.
Amy, what did you get? I forgot to ask.
I got a gift card in the nail salon. I'm going to get my nails done red and green for Christmas. I'm so excited. Won't that look good?
Yeah, you're an elf. Hey, Billy, what'd you get?
I traded Aaron for this awesome football. Go along.
Boys in sports, you think it's the whole meaning of Christmas?
At least we all got what we wanted, anyways.
Well, except for 2 extra weeks of Christmas vacation, I have to agree.
Ha! I beat everyone home, which means I get to look at the nail first. I love looking at nail.
Boo. Advertisement, boo, junk mail. Ooh, it says we may have already won $10 million. It'll never happen. Boo, advertisement. What's this?
Well, what is it?
Yeah, what is it? Is it a love letter from John Parker? He likes you, you know.
Leave her alone. Read it.
That's weird. It's addressed to all four of us. Why would someone send a letter to the four of us to my house?
Well, what does the return address say?
It doesn't have one.
Well, what about a postmark? Can't come through the mail if it doesn't have a postmark.
It says Celestial City.
Celestial City? I've never heard of that before. It must be over in Ozaki County.
Well, go on, open it.
Oh, but it's some sort of Christmas card.
So read it.
Fine. To Holly, Amy, Billy, and Nick, the Christmas gift you want to find is not the one that's on your mind. It's not beneath your Christmas tree. It's not a gift that you can see. The first clue is not up for sale. Find it where there's lots of mail. An envelope awaits for you. Let's see if you'll know what to do. P.S. Don't tell the page till you've completed your first assignment.
A mystery. I love mysteries. You don't think this is some sort of hoax or somebody's idea of a practical joke?
Well, even if it is, it'll be fun to figure out. Let's see. The first clue said, it's not up for sale. Find it where there's lots of mail.
Well, that would be Holly's mailbox, but everything else was just junk mail or advertisements. Except for the thing that said we might have already won $10 million.
That's not it.
Fine. Where else would we be lots of mail?
The post office!
Let's go see if old Mr. Deegan has a letter for us.
Yeah, let's go check.
Yeah, let's go.
Thank you. Out from school early today?
Yep, and on a moment too soon.
Hi, Mr. Deegan. Looks like things are pretty slow for this kind of time of year. Where is everyone?
It's always slow right after the lunch rush. Come around 3, it'll pick up again. What can I do for you?
We were kind of hoping you'd be expecting us.
You don't say.
We were kind of hoping you might have an envelope addressed to all of us.
Let's see. I keep pretty good track of things around here. Not a piece of mail comes through. I don't know where it's supposed to end up. Let's just take a look-see here. I don't see anything here with your names on it.
Mm-hmm.
Except, it couldn't be. Well, I did find this one letter earlier this morning, but it appeared to be part of some sort of weird mystery hunt.
That's gotta be it. That's what we're looking for. Can we have it?
Yes, but only if you comply to the stipulation that's on the outside of the envelope. According to this, it says I'm supposed to read you the story, and after this, you can take the envelope. What do you guys say?
Yeah, do it.
Over to me.
Okay. Here goes. Almost 2,000 years ago, an event took place which has touched the lives of millions of people throughout the world. It was the birth of God's only son, Jesus. It all started when an angel of the Lord appeared to Mary and Joseph, saying,
"Fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy. Very soon now, Mary, you will give birth to a baby boy who shall be called Jesus, the Son of God. You have been chosen out of all of God's people because you have loved the Lord unconditionally with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul."
"And Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child she carries is from God. He shall be great and shall be called Son of the Highest, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the Lord shall give to him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end."
"We have been greatly blessed, and we thank the Lord."
About that same time, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the nations should be taxed. Everyone was required to return to his ancestral home. For this, Joseph was to return to Bethlehem, his home city. He took with him his wife Mary, who was now ready to give birth. Because Bethlehem was crowded with people, all the inns were full, and Mary and Joseph had to stay in a stable. There, among the animals, Jesus was born, and up above, God put a bright star so all the world could see where this miracle had taken place. That's odd.
What is it, Mr. Deegan?
Well, it's just this is where the story ends, but I know there's a lot more to it than this. Maybe you'll find more when you finish your hunt. Here you go, kids.
Let's see what it says. Looks like a letter to Santa. "Dear Santa, I hope you get this letter in time for Christmas. I'm not real good at writing, so it took me a long time to look up some of the words. Anyway, I need to talk to you about Christmas. Mommy and Daddy got divorced last year, and Mommy said Daddy has disappeared off the face of the earth, leaving her with 3 kids and no money. I feel really bad for my sister and brother. All the other kids at school get great presents at Christmas, but last year they didn't get anything at all. My older brother Jacob is 9 years old, and my sister Sally is 10. Santa, I really don't need anything for myself, because I get lots of stuff when Jacob and Sally get tired of theirs. But I was hoping you could send a couple of things to them. I'd really be happy if you could do that. Yours truly, Tommy Sandler."
"Wow, Tommy seems so nice. My brother would never write something like that."
"Yeah, but what can we do?" "Sure is too bad. Although, no, you guys would never go for it."
"What
is it?"
"That would be a first. Billy with an original thought."
"Ha ha ha. Very funny, Amy. Anyways, I think we should give our Christmas presents that we received at school today to Tommy."
"Well, Christmas card did say we know what to do.
And I guess we'll be getting more presents just 2 days from now."
"And I guess I can listen to my other CDs for a few more days."
"Great. Let's ask Mr. Deegan how much it'll cost to send them. Let's see. I've got 2 quarters, a nickel, and 7 pennies. And I have a free coupon for a free french fry at McDonald's.
I got a dollar.
I've got 2 dimes.
I don't have anything.
Let's see, altogether that $1.82. Mr. Deegan, can we send all these gifts for $1.82?
Well, you know, tell you what, I always like me a good old bit of french fries. If you give me the coupon, I'll send you a package.
It's a deal.
Mr. Deegan, we're going to need a box, some tape, some scissors, and some string.
Jeez, always like my wife, ordering me around and such.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go,
take a look at the signs and listening
once again. Candy canes and silver flames aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be at your own front door.
Now we can look at the next page of the Christmas card.
Wait, are you sure we want to? Come on, Nick, live a little. I feel great knowing Tommy's going to have a little bit of a brighter Christmas because of us.
Fine, what's the next part?
There's another puzzle. The second clue that you must reach is down this road past 2nd Street, where waiting on a rocking chair is one whose heart is in despair. Go quickly now and don't delay to make one glad by Christmas Day.
What's on the road past 2nd Street?
Well, all that's down there is Miller's Auto Body Repair Shop and the laundromat, and oh boy.
What? Oh boy.
Yeah, what else is there?
Old Lady Priggle lives down there. I'm scared of her. She always yells at us and chases us out of her flower garden when we try to cut through there to the rec center.
Do you think that's what we're supposed to make glad? How will we do that?
Well, we only have $1.82 between us, and we've already given away a McDonald's coupon.
How do you make an old lady glad? Maybe not cut through her flower garden anymore.
Oh, I got it. Let's go Christmas caroling. She can't chase us away for doing that.
You expect me to believe that when she hears our croaking voices, she's not going to call the police on us?
Well, do you have a better idea?
Nope.
I call Sammy in the back row.
No ghost.
It's settled then. Let's go Christmas caroling.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha ha ha, bells on bells will ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Children, that was beautiful. Please, come in for a moment.
Oh, no, we don't want to bother you, Miss Priggle.
Nonsense. I've got some fresh baked cookies on the kitchen counter. And from the strange letter I received this morning, quite a story for you.
Sounds good to me. Where's the kitchen?
Nick's got beans with a pig.
Do you have any milk to go along with that?
How about some hot chocolate? Will that do?
You mean the kind with a little marshmallows in it?
Is there any other way to have hot chocolate? I was sitting in my rocking chair a few minutes ago, thinking very sad thoughts, when you children showed up. Matter of fact, I was almost in tears.
Why? What's wrong?
Were you sick or something? No, I was thinking of a Christmas many years ago, when my husband, Albert, was still alive, and my only son, Albert Jr., came to visit me with his wife. It was the last happy Christmas I can remember. After that, my husband, God rest his soul, passed on. And my son and his wife got transferred to Europe. I almost never see them anymore. All I have now are some memories. Anyways, I baked these cookies this afternoon, thinking I would take them over to the church where they're serving food for the homeless people. You kids have really reminded me that I have much more to be thankful for and have really brightened my Christmas.
Wow, that's so amazing.
What, does Miss Priggle like our singing so much?
No, not that. It's amazing that we've been able to figure out these two mysteries on the card. What's next?
It looks like there's only one page left.
Oh, wait. I was told to read something to you. The angels found shepherds, too, abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Fear not, for I bring you glad news of great joy. For unto this day in the city of Bethlehem a Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord.
And the star shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Go now and see this gift that God has given you.
Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, that the angel of the Lord has given to us.
Greetings, angels of the Lord. Appear to us, and it is true, we have found the young son, just as the angels have predicted.
We should spread the word throughout the land that Jesus is born.
Peculiar. How strange to start in the middle of the story and stop it before the end. Well, you best read that last page you were going on about.
I guess we better. Otherwise, we're never going to get to the end of this.
Yeah, read it. The last page says, if you've come this far and have succeeded, I know my words have been well heeded. There's one more clue for you to search. It's time to hurry to the church.
I guess we're going to the church next. Oh, and they're feeding the homeless people tonight. Maybe we get some of the food.
You just stuffed your face with cookies. That's how boys are, Annie. They eat, they sleep, and they complain too much.
Some girls do too, you know.
Don't be too hasty to judge other children. After all, you thought I was a mean old witch now, didn't you?
Mrs. Triggle's right. I bet there's a lesson waiting for us at the church.
What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Pastor Pete, I've never seen any of these people before. Where do they all live?
Nick, these people have had sad lives. Just look at that young mom over there. Her name is Nora. Nora's husband died in a car accident. They had no insurance and lived in a small apartment. Nora's had a tough time getting work because the children are so young, and the rest of their money's just run out. They're going to get thrown out of their apartment unless they can come up with a way for her to find some work. If she could just get someone to watch her kids a few hours a day, she could make enough to keep the family going. She is a wonderful artist, you know.
You know, I think I'm figuring out the final piece of this Christmas puzzle.
Amy, I think I know what you're going to say, and I couldn't agree more. I think we should all volunteer to babysit Nora's kids every day after school. I mean, between us, it would only be like once a week.
That's a great idea, Billy. Nora could truly use your help.
I'm in. I think that'd be a great Christmas present.
Excuse me, miss. Pastor Pete just told us that you were looking for a babysitter. We would really enjoy to babysit your children over the school days.
Thank you. That is so kind. It is a pleasure to see young people so giving. I can't thank you enough.
You know, I just had a thought. Do Jesus never really had a home, so he was kind of homeless too. But he had more to give than any other person who lived.
It's truly amazing. Jesus always was thinking of others before himself. He truly was the most amazing homeless person that ever lived.
I'm beginning to notice a pattern here. It seems that wherever this card takes us, we end up giving something away other than just receiving something.
And giving is so much better than receiving. That's what Christmas is really about.
Let's not get too carried away. I still enjoy opening presents on Christmas morning, but I do have to agree, it has been a great experience for all of us. Oh, look, it's Mr. Deegan, and it looks like he brought Miss Friggle.
Children, have you figured out who sent you the mysterious Christmas card yet?
Did someone say a mysterious Christmas card? For this very morning, I received such a card. A card with instructions to read you the story. May I? And there also appeared before them three kings from far off lands. Three messengers who learned of the birth of the baby Jesus, the Savior. Each king spread the word throughout his land of the wonderful happenings of Bethlehem. And when they came to stand before the child, they gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
My lord, you bring too much. We are a poor people and not deserving of these gifts.
Poor people indeed, you have been blessed with the royal grace gift, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings.
The Son of God, long prophesied by Isaiah and others before him in God's holy book.
We only wish we could give more. What we have brought is only a pittance of what is deserved for such a child.
That sounds like the end of Christmas story. I wonder where I was supposed to read the end.
Well, Mr. Deegan read the first part about Mary and Joseph receiving the news, and then the awful part about Jesus having to be born in a filthy stable.
And then Miss Friggle read us the part about the shepherds receiving the news of the birth of newborn baby Jesus.
And since we just heard the last part of the three kings receiving news of Jesus' birth, the only thing we don't know is who sent us this mysterious Christmas card.
But I don't think that's important anymore. What is important is that we all learned a lesson about the true meaning of Christmas.
We learned that people are more important than presents.
And that giving is more important than receiving.
And that the real reason that we have to celebrate is the birth of Jesus Christ. I couldn't imagine a better way to celebrate Christmas.
Miss Priggle and I are so happy to see what you kids have been up to. Why, even in our old age, we still feel young when it comes to celebrating Christmas.
We are all a part of the celebration, young, old, and in between. This celebration reaches every corner of the world and every nation on earth. This is what Christmas is, an age of celebration.
or why it was sent to me and my friends, but I'm so glad you sent it, just as you sent us Jesus 2,000 years ago. I don't think enough people believe in you anymore, and it's bad. If only they knew what they were missing. Anyway, from now on, I'm going to think more about what I can do for others and less about what others can do for me. And that's what this card has taught us, and that's what I'm going to remember about this very special Christmas. Thank you, Lord, and by the way, happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
We hope you enjoyed tonight's play. We would like to offer all of the families in attendance a special Christmas gift as you leave the nave. This tradition was started 4 years ago with our PF group giving our own homemade ornaments to our members in celebration of this special time of year. We would ask you to take one per family, and the cast will be handing them out in the narthex as you depart.
This year's ornament features a Christmas card, a simple symbol of the Christmas season. You'll see that each card is unique in its own way and was made with love by our teens. The inside of the card includes a quote from tonight's play that embodies the spirit of Christmas. Enjoy your ornament throughout the joyful season.
No.
Two up here. We started a tradition of making the seniors talk about the ornament, but also give them a gift. You know, you can start being part of the PF play with lines and parts from the time you're in sixth grade, and these two have been part of many a Christmas Eve 4 o'clock service, and I appreciate their leadership. I have to be honest, Sunday I was like, whoa, we still don't know our line. So, last night we had a great rehearsal, today multiple rehearsals. We spent the day together. It's a time of fellowship and fun, and the kids get to be themselves, and I thought they did a wonderful job on the play. We lost the mic on Pastor Pete for a while. But it's what happens when you're doing a play. So I just have small gifts for these two. Nathan,
aww,
that's for you. And Hannah, can we give them a round of applause for all they do? And they will be handing out ornaments with the rest of the cast after the service. In the back, what is Brian holding up?
He's holding the tray up.
Oh, he's holding the tray up, because that's what Brian does. You may go.
Thank you.
before we close tonight, I would be in trouble, I think, if I didn't thank some pretty amazing people. Kathy Denny and Patty Bartoff, where are you? In the back. Kathy Denny, obviously, sets extraordinaire, all the setup. Patty was directing with me, and actually Hannah and Patty, and I kind of tweaked the script so we didn't break any copyright laws for tonight's performance. So, but that was wonderful. Thanks to Chip and Mark for your help with the sound, that the kids could be mic'd up. Thanks for Pastor Bill for being so supportive in all that we do. Thank you to my husband for putting up with my crazy hours. And obviously on the way out, if you could thank these great kids for their time and effort in putting on today's performance. And the benediction. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.